idea of getting love. Okay, Hachem Mayaskinan. Right, as I said earlier, this is a difficult Tosa, so if you had trouble with it, you shouldn't feel badly. But it's a good opportunity to try to work through a difficult Tosa. All right? So we'll help you out. All right? Hachem Mayaskinan.
Hachem Mayaskinan, Damar. Mashma, the Masik, Haka, Lashmua, Yadayim, Shein, and lo having your diet.
All right, stop there. So what's the first thing that Tosfos is saying?
Seems like Shmuel has concluded that in Yom Shemichot, ain't having your diet.
Lo having your diet. From where? From where are we getting that impression?
Says them Arli.
So from the fact that our Gemara insists that according to Shmuel, he must have said Li, the Mekadosh must have said Li, so we see that without Li it would be a problem. Oh, so that must mean that Shmuel insists on Yadayim Shemochichos, because Yadayim Shemochichos lo having Yadayim. Right? Okay. So now he has a problem. How do we know he has a problem? Because he says it's a Tema. Tema, it's a wonder, it's a Pella. How could it be? How could it be that our Gemara concludes by saying that Shmuel requires Yadayim Shemochichos? Why? Why is he concerned about that? Why is that problematic?
The Tema, the Bereish, Masech Nedarim, Amar Ha'omer Lechaboro, Mudrani Mimach, Mimecha, Mufurashni Mimecha, Mufatni Mimecha, Sheini Ochelacha, Sheini to Emlecha, Asur.
Okay, good. So let's take it slow. What do those things mean? The Mishnah says, if a person says to his friend, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufurashni Mimcha, Mufurachani Mimcha, what do those terms mean? Let's just literally. What's the literal translation?
Vowed from you.
Good. I made a nether against you somehow. I'm vowed from you.
I'm separated.
Separated, afraid of you, right? From Hefresh. Like Al Tifrosh Menat Zimor, right? I'm separated from you.
I'm distanced from you.
I'm distanced from you.
Could you go back to the beginning?
Yeah. The Hachem Mayaskinan is a quote from the Gemara.
Yeah.
He's just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says, what are we dealing with in our case where the guy says, Harayat Mekudashas? So, in order to make it so that it's not a problem of a Yadayim Shein Mochichos, the Gemara says, no, you said Li. You definitely said Li. So, if that's the case, says Tosos, it seems that Shmuel, the Gemara is implying that Shmuel requires a person to say Li, because without that, it would be Yadayim Shein Mochichos, which would be non Yadayim, which would be Lohav Yadayim. Right? It would be Lohav Yadayim. It would not be good. An unclear statement would not be a good statement. It seems that the Gemara over here is demanding a clear, unequivocal statement, without which you don't have a neder or you don't have a statement that we could ascribe any halachic significance to. And Tosfos is bothered by that. Tosfos says, well, one second. Why is our Gemara so certain that Shmuel demands Li, or Shmuel demands a clear, unequivocal statement? Look at what happened in the Darim. Now, it takes a while till he develops what happens in the Darim. But now he cites the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, if you say, I'm separated from you, I'm distanced from you, or I make a vow against you that I'm not going to eat from you, that I'm not going to taste from you. Right? Those are aser. What's aser? Meaning you're not allowed to eat the guy's food, you're not allowed to taste the guy's food. Meaning that the neder has taken effect. It's a good neder. Is he calling in? What's the story? Just want to serenade us? No, you called. Who spoke to? Oh, Dr. J. Did you speak to
Collins, I think, shuts out.
To whom? Berg?
Yeah.
He didn't pick up, so I sent a text.
Oh, okay.
Saying that we're starting now.
All right, we'll wait for a few more minutes, then I guess we could shut off to
you. Why doesn't he just call us if he wants to?
All right, what happened to Richie? Did Richie respond?
I'm kind of anti-melodic.
No, but yeah, if somebody just calls in the number, then...
Right, but then it's going to tie up someone else's phone all the time.
Or they could just text someone.
Okay, however you work it out, just... Someone else deal with it. Okay? So now, what does the Gemara say? Go ahead. The Gemara qualifies that mission. The mission again is on Daf Beis. The Gemara later on, Daf Dalet, says what?
V'kamrinan ala b'gemara.
Yeah.
That?
Mm-hmm, yeah, good.
V'kamrinan ala b'gemara. Amar Shmuel v'chulan ad she'omar she'eini yochel lecha she'eini to'em lecha l'masik.
L'masik.
Masik ma'a te'ema.
My time. You can turn down the volume at least.
Dilma, Mujani Mimach.
That one, yeah.
Dilo, Mishtiina, Mahedeh. Mashma.
That's good. Good. So what's the problem? The Gemara later says, you know what? Shmuel said, it's true, the Mishnah says that those are good Nedarim, But as long as you followed each one of those statements with the clause, she'eini tohem lecha or she'eini ochel mumcha, right? You have to say exactly what you mean when you say, I'm separated, I'm distanced, I'm vowed against you. You can't just say, I'm mufrash, I'm aruchak, I'm mudroni. That's not enough. You have to follow it with she'eini ochel mumcha or she'eini tohem lecha. You have to have those statements, right? Good. Why? My timer, Masik, my timer.
My timer.
Why do you need to follow up with the specifics?
Dilma, so perhaps Mujani Mimach, the law Mishtaina, Behedech Mashma.
Good. What does that mean?
So it's not explicit what he's vowing about?
Good. And each one of these words could mean something else unless you specifically say what it is. Mujani Mimcha, the law Mishtaina, Behedech Mashma. What does that mean? What does Behedech mean?
Is it sending a hijya or is
it? Sorry. It's different.
Oh, okay. So
Bahadach means with you. Like Bahadi Adani, right? Bahadach means with you, together with you. Delo mishta'ina, that I won't converse, they won't speak. Right? If you just have the term mudrani mimcha, who knows what you mean? You walk over to your friend, you say, just want to let you know, mudrani mimcha. Very nice. What does that mean? What kind of nether did you just take? What are you mudar from? So sometimes a person could say, right, I'm mudar hana from you. That means something. I'm not going to get any hana. So whatever's called hana, you can't get because you made a nether. You vowed off all hana. But here we just say mudrani. You know what that means? The Gemara, you know, speaks out. Mudrani mimcha delo mishta'ina ba'adach. Maybe that's what it's mashma. Maybe it's mashma. I'm just not going to talk to you. Mufreshani mimcha. Delo.
Avidna masuman. Matan behedach
mashma. Bahadach mashma, right?
Okay, no, I'm not going to trade with you.
I'm not going to do business with you. Maybe that's what it means. Can turn it down a little more. Right? Then I'm not going to do any business with you. Miruchkani.
Miruchkani delo ke'imra bedal ramot delech mashma. I'm not going to come within 4 amot of you.
Yeah, maybe I won't stand in your dal ramos. Maybe that's what it means. That's as low as it goes? All right. What's the vote? Disconnect? We cut him off?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I need to check. I got a text on it. Maybe it's him. No, it's not.
Not all right. Just press that big phone button on top. I think that shut that disconnect. The receiver, all the way to the left. The biggest button. The one with the big phone. The one with the big receiver on it. That's it. Yeah, I think that would. That seemed to do it. All right. Mudrani mechad lo mishteinu b'hadach mashma forshani mechad lo avidnu masan matan b'hadach mirukani lo kamina b'dal amas lilach. So that's why you have to follow up all your statements with she'eini ochel mimcha, she'eini tohem lecha, because otherwise the statement doesn't have a specific, clear meaning. And it's not an effective neder, right? Yoni, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What's that?
I don't really get it.
Basically, the Gemara Nedarim says that if you just make a generic statement that I'm swearing you off, it's all not right, effective. Right. You have to say what you mean when you say swearing me off how. All right? Uparich.
Uparich. Lema.
What's parich mean?
They argue.
Good, then we're asks, right? Then we're asks. Uparich.
Uparich. Lema asks. Lema. Thank you. Lema, the Salvar Shmuel, Yadayim, She'em Mochichot, Lo Havin Yadayim.
Right.
So are we saying.
Good, good. That's good. That's the right way to read it.
That Shmuel.
Lema means, is this to say? Right? Like we had earlier. Lemaimar, does that mean to say? Good.
Does that mean to say that Shmuel is holding that Yidayim She'ein Mochichot are really lo having Yidayim?
Right, is that what you mean to tell me? The Gemara seems to be a little surprised by that, right? Is that what you mean to tell me? You mean Shmuel doesn't hold, Shmuel holds Yidayim She'ein Mochichot lo having Yidayim?
Mashani, so...
Mashani, the Gemara answer's over there. No, calm down, don't worry.
So what is
that's
Mashani?
Not what we're suggesting.
Does that just mean it's different?
Mashani means we answer.
Okay. Right? Mashani, and we answer, Shmuel Muki Matnitin Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. No, Shmuel, we're not saying Shmuel really holds that way. Right? Shmuel doesn't really hold that way himself. Ella what? We're just saying that Shmuel is explaining the Mishnah. He's Muki. What does Muki mean? What's that? Right, Muki, he's Ma'amid. He establishes the Mishnah. He sets up the Mishnah according to who? According to the Shita that holds. Yadayim shinu machichas lo havi yadayim. That's all we're doing here. We're not saying that that's Shmuel's own position. And now Tosfos takes a step further. Right. For those tuning in, we're in the first of the wide lines now. Right, first of the wide lines. Umidika Amar Shmuel.
Umidika Amar Shmuel Muki the Manitnik Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, from the fact that the Gemara says that Shmuel is Muki the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, what does that imply?
Miklal the Ihu Los Savirele Kavte Elas
Kavate.
Kavate.
Or Kavate. Right? What does that mean? The Ihu Los Savirele Kavate.
He's not, that's not what he holds in.
That he himself doesn't hold that way. When the, you know, as the Gemara goes out of its way to tell you, calm down, relax, all we're saying is that Shmuel is explaining the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now when you see a statement like that, when the Gemara is saying, oh, don't worry, just that Shmuel is explaining according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does that imply?
He himself does
that implies that Rabbi Yehuda, that's not really Shmuel's own private personal position. Okay.
Ella, severe the having yadayim.
Good, he really holds having yadayim.
One second.
So now we're getting on another question. But right now is right before that line that you just started reading. That's the Vatema. Adkan the Vatema. Right? That's Tosis Kasha. You see from the Gemara over there, the Gemara went out of its way to tell you, relax, it's only according to Yehuda. And Shmuel's answering basically the Mishnah explaining according to Yehuda, which implies what? That he himself doesn't hold that way. So what's the position of Shmuel as presented by the Gemara Nedarim? Yadayim shenem achichas havin yadayim or lo havin yadayim?
Havin
yadayim. So why over here, asks Tosos, are you telling me lo havin yadayim and you need to say li?
Wait, where is he called havin yadayim?
By Nedarim. In the Mesachas Nedarim, the implication is that Shmuel really holds havin yadayim. The only reason why he said you need to say she'eni toim lecha, she'eni ochel lemcha, is because he was explaining the Mishnah according to who? According to Rabbi Yehuda. But if you ask him his personal opinion, no. That's Tosfos' understanding up to this point of the Gemara Nedarim. So if that's the case, that the Gemara Nedarim presents Shmuel as holding Yadayim Shein Machichos, Havi Yadayim.
It's a contradiction, though.
Right? And over here, we seem to be saying that according to Shmuel, you must say Li, because otherwise it's Lo Havi Yadayim. Seems to be a contradiction. That's the Vatema. That's where Tosfos Kasha really, you know, that's where the question mark goes. The tema is the beginning, and this is where the question mark goes. That's the question. Is everyone clear on that? Again, this is a tricky Tosfos because you have to see where the Lashon is. You know, like some of the guys said, I don't know where the Vatema is. That's the Vatema. That's his question. A lot of steps within the question, but that's the question. All right? This is very, you don't get that?
The question
right now is, how come the Gemara Nedarim says that Shmuel holds Yadayim She'ina Mochichos is yes Yadayim, it's a good statement, it's an effective statement. And over here, we're saying that Shmuel would not hold that way.
Right.
Shmuel would require Li.
Right. Yadayim She'ina Mochichos is where it's not clear.
That's right.
So the question.
That's the question.
It goes up to.
Basically, it goes all the way up until that point. Muki.
Second line?
Right before Ve'en Lafarish. El, the Sri Leli, the Havin Yadayim. Question mark. Essentially, question mark. Now he's telling you, don't answer this question by saying the following. Don't tell me what? Ve'en Lafarish. Don't try to answer this Vatema with the following statement. Ve'en Lafarish.
Ve'en Lafarish, the Shmuel Muki, the Matnitin, Kabi Yehuda.
Right, don't say that when Shmuel explains the point of Yehuda, because that's the way he himself holds, that's not so.
Medamar batar hachi.
Batar hachi, right, or basar hachi. What does that mean? Batar hachi or basar hachi? Yeah, after. Right? Right, when you say after, medamar basar hachi.
V'may duchkeha d'shmuel ukma matnitin krabi Yehuda.
Right, the Gemara there later asked, why did Shmuel insist on explaining the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda? So you see that by virtue of the fact that Gemara is bothered, so to speak, that Shmuel went out of his way to explain like Rabbi Yehuda, again, seems to point in the direction of Shmuel not being in that same camp. Because otherwise it would be poshut why he explained it that way.
My kasha. So what's the question?
Right, my kasha. What kind of question would that be?
Oh, okay.
Well, my kasha, my dochik.
Right. Why would we ask
that
if he held
the same way? Exactly. That's what he in his fears eyes. He speaks out. Lakach muki ki Rabbi Yehuda. What kind of kasha would that be? Tosis is proving his point. Tosis is proving that he has a big kasha. He has a tema. What's his tema? The Gemara in Ksuba in Nedarim says that Shmuel holds Yadayim Sheinam Mochichos, Havin Yadayim. Our Gemara seems to say Shmuel holds Yadayim Sheinam Mochichos, Lo Havin Yadayim. Said another way, a statement that is not 100% clear on its face will still be given halachic validity. It's according to the Gemara Nedarim. But over here, the Gemara is saying, no, Shmuel would demand that the statement be clear, otherwise it is not Yadayim. It's not a statement that we're going to give any halachic efficacy to. And Tosa says, you're going to answer me by saying, really, it's not a stira, it's not a tema, because he really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? And that's why I explained the question to Rabbi Yehuda? No! I'll show you from the Pshat of the Gemara that that's not true. What's the Pshat of the Gemara, the next step in the Gemara? Why did Shmuel learn like Rabbi Yehuda? Why did Shmuel dochik? Why did he force himself into explaining the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda? Now, if he agreed with Rabbi Yehuda, then this question would be foolish. Of course he explained it like Rabbi Yehuda, because he himself holds that way. And that's why he explained it like Rabbi Yehuda. But now, since you're telling me that there was a, so to speak, a forced answer by saying this is Rabbi Yehuda, explaining according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mashma, that implies that that's not really my position. Right? All right. That's Ad Kan again. Now that's the Tema again. Tema's back on the table. Elavadai kimlei dehavin yadayim.
Elavadai kimlei dehavin yadayim.
Right. That's so. Certainly, he holds that yadayim sheinam mochichos havin yadayim.
The odd.
You okay? You guys in the back, all right? Avi, good. Road. Now another manifestation of this problem. Okay, so up till now was based in the Dharam. Now he's moving to another Masechta. Right? We said before that there's a basic unspoken rule. The unspoken rule is when you have a short Tosos, it's a lot more difficult than a long Tosos, because a long Tosos basically just has a lot of explanation and a lot of examples. The one footnote to that I would say is that sometimes Tosos quotes a lot of Gemaras, so you have to at least either look the Gemaras up or get a good sense from the Tosos itself what the Gemara is saying. But they're not more difficult in the sense that they're longer. Sometimes they're easier. Like I said, it's not a real rule, but it's an unspoken rule. Okay?
De'amar begetin, gufo shall get.
Gufo shall get. What is the essence of the get? What state, what lashon in the get is the essence of the get?
Hari'at mitret lekol adam.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda omer, ledan di yahave
lichi minai.
Lichi minai.
Right? What does that mean? Vedan yahave lichi minai. You'll be unto yourself from me. You'll be for yourself away from me. Right? You'll no longer be from me. You'll be unto yourself. Vedan di yahave lichi minai. You'll be to yourself from me.
Who gufo shall get?
All right, it's a difference of opinion as to what the lashon is. They both essentially mean the same thing. In one case, the statement is you're free to be with whoever you want. The other statement is you're a free agent and you're no longer bound to me. Implication being the same.
V'pligei rabbanan aleha. Yishmuel v'shmuel sabak rabbanan.
All right, that's right. There's machlokas between the rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel, the Gemara says that Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. So what does that mean? The Rabbanan statement, it's right, it's not exactly as precise, perhaps, as Rabbi Yehuda's formulation. Rabbi's formulation is basically, you are free unto yourself, and you're away from me. Here he's just saying, I'm Mutaras L'Chol Adam. Mutaras L'Chol Adam, we know what it means. Mutaras L'Chol Adam means, now you can go and marry whoever you want, you're no longer married to me. But it's not as explicit as what?
As the second one.
You're away from me and you're unto yourself. That's a little bit more explicit.
And Shmuel
is masking with the shita that says you can get away with the less explicit statement. Less explicit statement, that again implies that what Shmuel holds, Yadayim Sheinam Mochichos, Havin Yadayim. Yeah, questions?
Yeah.
Okay, good. V'yesh lomar.
V'yesh lomar, d'hari at mikudeshet.
So again, the basic thing that we're trying to reconcile is here, how in one Gemara, or two Gemaras now, Yedarim and Gittin, Shmuel seems to be holding Yadayim Sheinam Ochichos. Yeah, it's good, it's Yadayim. Right, Yadayim Sheinam Ochichos is Yadayim. And now we're saying, over here, no, Yadayim Sheinam Ochichos Loham Yadayim. So how, what's the resolution?
D'hari at mikudeshet ve'lo amar li lo mashma klal the mikudeshet li.
The mikudeshet li kamar.
The mikudeshet li kamar.
Good. What does that mean?
It's not suggested at all that that he would. We can't lean or lean towards him saying
good.
That you're mikudeshet to me.
Good.
It's just the same mechicho klal.
Right.
Good. What he's introducing here is another term, basically, which the Gemara itself hasn't used. He's saying there's another term called, or category, if you will, called Yadayim She'enu Mochichos Klal. Right? Yadayim She'enu Mochichos Klal. So you have Yadayim She'enu Mochichos, basically, where there's no real, the statement itself doesn't indicate exactly what's meant. But then you have a case where it's Yadayim She'enu Mochichos Klal, it's even further removed from the fellow's intent, what he's saying, right? Or the supposed intent. Why? Because again, a person says, Harei amikudashes, Tosa is saying, Li is not implied at all. Why? He says, The Adam
asui lekadesh isha lechavaro, v'yadayim she'im mochicho klal.
Right, right. Like these, kihani, vadei kamar shmo lo havi yadayim. Let's stop here for a second. We're on top of Vav Amud Aleph, the Yishlomar, second line down. Vav Amud Aleph, the Yishlomar, second line down. What's Tosa saying here? Tosa saying, a chiddush, saying, listen, you want to know why there seems to be a tema, why there seems to be a steer here in the Gemaras? Because there's another category. There's another halachic category within this world of Yadayim. There's Yadayim She'ina Mochichos. There's Yadayim She'mochichos, obviously. And then there's Yadayim She'ina Mochichos Klal. And previously, if you remember the previous Tosos, what did we have over there? We had the Lashon, Delolam, Havim Yadayim. And then he had Yadayim Shein Mochichos Lohavim. He had something that's not even Yadayim Shein Mochichos. Right? You have something that's called not even Yadayim Shein Mochichos. We'll call it non Yadayim, right? Non Yadayim at all. You have something that doesn't even rise to the level of Yadayim Shein Mochichos. Then you have going up. It seems like you have Yadayim She'enam Mochichos Klal. Then you have Yadayim She'enam Mochichos. And then you have the Yadayim She'mochichos. That's what we have here now in Tosos. Four different categories. From the Gemara, you wouldn't get this. Tosos is building this matrix over here, this rubric of Yadayim She'mochichos. He says there's basically a hierarchy. You have Yadayim She'enam Mochichos Klal at the very bottom. That doesn't even rise to the level. I'm sorry. You have Einam Yadayim, not even Yadayim, nothing. Then you have next category up, Yadayim She'enam Mochichos Klal. It's at least in the parsha of Yadayim She'enam Mochichos, but it's very far removed from an intent, an express intent. Then you have Yadayim She'enam Mochichos, third category up, and then at the top, right, the best, the highest form of Yadayim is Yadayim She'enam Mochichos. Anyone get that? Okay. So let's keep going here. Now he's going to explain. So what? So now how does this answer our problem? How does this answer our question? How does this answer our problem?
It's not really a contradiction.
It's not really a contradiction. It's not really a contradiction. Why is it not a contradiction?
Bahai, the nedarim, havu mochichot tafi. There are more mochichot.
Right? Bahai, the nedarim, havu mochichot tvei. There are more mochichos than the category of, then there are more mochichas than
Kiddushin.
Than it would be by Kiddushin, which would be Eina Mochichas Klal. Still Eina Mochichas, but what? But it's more mochichas than Eina Mochichas Klal. Which is now just Eina Mochichas. Right? You, like I said, we wouldn't be able to figure this out without Tosos. This is Tosos' Kiddush over here. Go ahead.
V'chen, Hu dekotev tofse gitin havu mochichot de ein adam megaresh eshet chavaro.
Right, a person is not megaresh his friend's wife. Right, it doesn't work that way. I can't be megaresh someone else's wife. It could be shliach for him to be megaresh her from him, But I can't be megarish her on my own from me. So if I come over to a woman that I'm married to, and I say, you're materis l'chol adam, what's left lacking? Why do I have to say that I'm sending you from me unto yourself? I don't have to be that precise. In that case, yadayim sheinu mechichos is enough. It's yadayim. Because, right?
So it's above emo mechichos cloud.
That's right. It's more than emo mechichos cloud. So in the case of Kiddushin, in the case of Gittin, since there is a greater likelihood, and I could say with more certainty that what I mean is I'm sending you from me to yourself, even though I didn't say that. Why? Because that's normally the way things go. A guy goes over to his wife and he divorces his wife from him and sets, and he emancipates her, so to speak, to be free unto herself. I don't have to wonder, well, maybe he means that he's divorcing her from someone else. No, you don't divorce her from someone else. You divorce her from you. You were married to her. So that's why, even though it's Eina Machichos, it's Yadayim. You know, I could say that. It's Mashma. It's enough of Mashma so that I could say that. It's Hava Yadayim. But if I just say Harei Amikudashas without Li, there's no greater reason to go one way as opposed to the other way. Right? There's no greater reason to lean in one direction as opposed to the other direction. I don't have to, because why? Because sometimes a guy will be mekadesh someone else on someone else's behalf. Be a shaliach. Yeah.
Yeah, so just a question on the categories. What's the difference between what we originally thought of Nizirut and Kiddushin now?
By a hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Originally, in
Tosis Kasha,
in the Intomar,
yeah.
We thought it was that we had no way of distinguishing between
the case of a hey and the case of Ryam Mekadeshis were considered to be the same.
Yeah, but they're in different categories now.
1 second, that was your question.
Yeah.
So Tosa said, you know what, you it's not true. Why? Because by a hey, tvei mashma, what?
Nizirut.
Tvei mashma b'nizirus, why?
Because it's miyad.
Tvei mashma hey loshon nizirus, mi loshon tainis, the hey mashma miyad. Upam sha'ocha v'lo motzi l'meymar hey b'tainis. Ad l'mochar. Right, so when a guy says a hey, because it has the implication of miyad, then it's more mashma that he means nazirus than it does tainus. Because it can't mean tainus.
Because
tainus cannot be miyad. So what about the... If the guy would just say... Really, yadayim shen mechichos is havin yadayim. V'hasam to come, hey, I feel yadayim shen mechichos lo havin. Maybe you'll tell me that it's just not yadayim at all. The dilma hey b'tainis kamar. In other words, when something is 50-50 with no other factor to be machriya one way or the other, that's lo havin yadayim. That's nothing. I have no way to go. That's what Tosos is saying in that previous Tosos. Where a person says, makes a statement where it's a shuckle, right? It's equal. There's no reason in the world for me to, as far as the statement goes, to say he more likely meant A than B. That is lo havin yadayim, not yadayim. But what about a hey? No. A hey, the answer is no. A hey is not really like that. A hey is tfei mashma lashon nazirus mi lashon tainis. Because of the miyad factor. So since there's a miyad factor, I'd say the statement of a hey moves up. A hey moves up from lohav yadayim to at least yadayim sha eina mochichos. And now I have a reason to go one way as opposed to the other. If I hold yadayim sha mochichos, hav yadayim.
Because they're on par with each other?
Because they're not right, exactly on par with each other. You can only say that yadayim sha mochichos, hav yadayim, where there's slight proclivity or inclination to go one way as opposed to the other. It has to be a leaning in one direction. Even though here, like the Chiddush was, that the Miyad is what did it. The Miyad pushed you in one direction. As far as the Lashon goes, the Lashon could just is likely mean Tainus or Naziris. Comes along the Miyad factor, and the Havim, the Miyad wasn't enough. We don't look at a factor of implied intent. We look at what is expressly stated. We don't look at what's implicitly stated. Within the language. Notice the language implicitly brings along the miyad. That was the havmiyad. That's not enough. to say Yadayim Shein HaMachichos. Maybe that's still Lo Havin Yadayim altogether. No, the maskana was, since there is a Miyad implication within the language itself, that's enough to make it Yadayim Shein HaMachichos. And that was the Havin maskana and Tosos.
Right.
So now what's your question?
So what's the difference between not Yadayim at all?
Not Yadayim at all.
And Yadayim Shein HaMachichos Klal. Because they seem like the same based on this.
Oh, okay, good. So now what's the difference between Yadayim Shein HaMachichos Klal and Einam Yadayim?
What is Klal?
Klal means not at all. It's Yadayim Shein HaMachichos, but it doesn't really strongly lean one way or the other. As opposed to Einam Yadayim at all. That we have to distinguish that case. Good.
Can you please restate the four different types?
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is like this. With these two Tosas in together, it seems that we have four categories of Yadayim. We have what's non-Yadayim at all. Lo Havin Yadayim. Alright. Lo Havin Yadayim, meaning not Yadayim at all. Then we have Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Klal. It's within the parasha of Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, but it's not yet Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, regular Yadayim She'ena Mochichos. And that's really what Hal is asking. What's the difference between, I mean, really, we really have to distinguish between all three of them. What's the difference between Yadayim She'ena Mochichos and Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Klal? And what's the difference between Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Klal and not even Yadayim? I think we need to distinguish all of these cases, all these categories. But again, what they are is not Yadayim at all. Then you have not Yadayim at all.
That's
Kalad. Well, the next one is what he calls Lo Havin Yadayim, I'm sorry, Einu Mochichos Klal. It's at least Yadayim Shein Mochichos, but it's Einu Mochichos Klal. The first category is not even in the category of Einu Mochichos. It's not Yadayim. In Tosas Lashon, it's Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, Afil Yadayim She'ein Mochichos.
Something in a statement that should make it applicable to a certain person or situation.
Right? Yadayim She'ein Mochichos means you make a statement that is unclear on its face. Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, Ehei. Ehei, we ultimately say, Ehei, I will be, is Yadayim She'ein Mochichos. The Havmin was that it's not even that. It's Lo Havin. Right? So again, if we're just going to describe the four categories, it's not Yadayim at all. Then we have Yadayim Shein HaMachichos Klal. Then Yadayim Shein HaMachichos, a little bit better. And then Yadayim Shein HaMachichos.
So wait, what was the last one? What was the second to last one? What was the same exact
thing? Second to last one? Meaning from the bottom or from the top?
The second to best?
Yadayim Shein HaMachichos. Yadayim Shein HaMachichos. No, Yadayim Shein HaMachichos is best.
Wait, what does that mean?
A statement that's clear. Say exactly what I mean.
Are you saying the same thing?
No, not at all.
What's Yadayim by itself?
The word Yadayim?
Yeah.
Hand.
That doesn't help.
No, so you asked me what it means by itself. In this case, it's more of an expression. We mean like the handle to a keli. If a handle to a keli is not a good handle, I can't hold on to the keli. I can't grasp it. I can't grab it. I can't get a handle on it, right? But if it's mochichos, then I could get a good grip on it. I can hold on to it. Yadayim she'ena mochichos, ena mochichos.
Can at the
second to best, and then yadayim she'mochichos.
Oh, okay.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Enam.
Enam.
Right.
Wording which makes a statement.
So the best one is
mochichos. Yeah, best.
And the second best is
Yadayim She'ena Mochichos.
Without anything,
unqualified statement, right? Yadayim She'ena Mochichos.
Which is the best is where it's clear.
The best, of course. The best
so
is
why
where.
Why is there such a big difference between clear? And...
Why is there a big difference between clear and how unclear it could be?
Right.
Okay, so let's try to explain that. All right, let's. We have to get through the rest.
Third would be Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Kalal.
That's right.
And the lowest level is Afilu.
Right, Afilu Einam Yadayim She'ena Mochichos Lahavia. Less than that. Meaning, where it's 100% shakul, it's 50-50 with no basis for going one way or the other, that's not even Yadayim Shein HaMachichos. Right? That's not even Yadayim Shein HaMachichos. Yadayim Shein HaMachichos, in order to be in the parsha of Yadayim Shein HaMachichos, it has to be that there's a basis There's some basis for saying A versus B. The only question is, can I do that? Can I be machriya, A versus B? Am I allowed to do that? When the statement on its face doesn't itself indicate A versus B, can I use outside factors to be machriya, A versus B? That's yadayim shein machichos. But where there's no basis at all for hachra, right? The statement is so pariv, statement is so neutral, that I have no basis for saying one over the other, that's not even yadayim shein machichos. That was the previous Tosfos. Right, is everyone factually clear here?
Yeah, but I got five different categories. One is Yadayim Shem Achichos.
Yadayim Shem Achichos, that's the best. Right. Top.
Then is Yadayim She'ein Achichos.
Good.
Okay. Then third is Yadayim She'ein Achichos.
Klal. That's right. There's only one more. Right, then there's the last statement, which is not even Einam Lachichos. It doesn't even make it to Einam Lachichos. It's a statement that doesn't even make it into Einam Lachichos.
So that last one, Lo Havi Yad Yadayim, one could precede that with the word Afilin.
Yeah, I'm just using Tosfos in language, but he's saying it doesn't. There are statements that don't even rise to the level of Einam Lachichos. All right? Okay. This Tosfos is a good workout. All right, let's try to finish up the Tosfos, at least the pshat. So he's distinguishing, right? He's distinguishing. Let's do V'yesh Lomar again. V'yesh Lomar. All right? You guys, all right? Everyone's good?
That's the second line.
V'yesh Lomar. Second line in Vav Amud Aleph. V'yesh Lomar. Good.
V'yesh Lomar, t'harei at mekudeshet ve'lo amar li, lo amash maklal mekudeshet li. Kama.
It doesn't imply at all that he means mekudeshes to me. Right? Right?
Yeah,
because it's normal. It's within the realm of normal for a guy to mimikadesh someone else. I mean, for someone else. In that case, it's lo havin yadayim, because it can go either way. Right. Like gittin, v'chein, ha'hu, the kosi of tofse gittin, HaMochichos, they know the Megarish Eshes Chavero. Alright? Before we get to Ach Beresh Nozir, that's a sort of more technical point. Before we get to that last point in Tosfos, I don't know if anyone got there, but if you saw, it's a whole issue of Girsa. Before we get there, let's just go over the cases, okay? What would the case in the Dorim be? A guy says, Mudroni Mimcha, just Mudroni Mimcha. What do we say about that?
No.
What do we say about that?
Doesn't work.
According to this Tosfos.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't work.
According to the Tosfos, Mudroni Mimcha. According to Shmuel.
Yeah.
We're just explaining Shmuel.
Right, it wouldn't work.
According to Shmuel.
According to Shmuel, you have to say it after. It's say She'eini Yochel.
No, not true.
Oh.
That's only Shmuel speaking according to Yehuda. Right? What would Shmuel himself hold according to Tosfos?
That it would be.
That it's good. Why? Because it's what? Yadayim She'ein Mochichos. Good. Very sensitive. Stop by itself. Okay? Any questions? No, everyone's good? Okay. So we just finish out the last piece of the pshat here. Maybe tomorrow we'll try to work on explaining these four categories. Alright? So let's just finish out the last piece. It's again the last piece of technical point. You want to read it? Okay.
Ach, Beresh Masechet Nazir, Yesh Sofrim.
So he's saying, this is the way he presents the whole sugya, right? He presents the whole sugya the way we just did. Now he says, but you want to know, there is a girsa which might call into question our whole previous explanation. There are certain versions, there are certain text versions of the Gemara that what?
Ha'omer ehe harei ze nazir.
Right, or is it? The guy says, "Hey, it's good. It's good nazir."
Amar Shmuel, "Who shaya nazir over lefanav?"
Right.
So only applies if the nazir is passing before.
Good. Amar Begman over there in the Gemara it says, "Lema."
Lema, the kasavar Shmuel yadayim she'ein mochichot lo havi yadayim. Are we to say that Shmuel is holding that yadayim she'ein mochichot is lo havi yadayim? In.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Mishum hachi, ki nazir ovel fenav, havi yadayin mochichot.
Right.
Umahani, umahani. Aval ein nazir ovel fenav, havi yadayin she'en mochichot. Velo mahani.
Good, stop there. What does that mean? What does this mean here?
Okay.
Some svarim have the gear so that the Gemara is saying Shmuel said that he's a nazir when only when he's nazir over lafanav. So what's the implication? That yadayim sheinam ochichos is not having yadayim, is not good yadayim. And the Gemara answers and says, yeah, Shmuel holds not having yadayim. And when the nazir comes by, he's a nazir because yadayim, that's mochichos. That's yadayim mochichos. But when there's no nazir, it's yadayim sheinam ochichos, and it doesn't help. So why is this a problem? What's the problem? What's the implied problem over here?
Can you say that
one? Yeah, in other words, let's say there is no nazir over lafanav. There's no nazir over lafanav. What's the implication?
It's
well, he doesn't have that term over here. He's saying the Gemara asks on Shmuel's position. It seems that Yadayim Sheinam Ochichos is not having Yadayim, and the Gemara says it's true. That you're right. According to Shmuel, Yadayim Sheinam Ochichos is not Yadayim. However, when Nazir is over the fun of, it's good because that's Yadayim Ochichos, and therefore it's a good Nazir. But when there's no Nazir, it's Yadayim Sheinam Ochichos, and therefore what? When a guy says, hey, I'm not going to do anything to be a Nazir. So according to that Girsa, what's the problem? What's the problem with this Girsa and the tarts that we gave previously?
Can you just repeat one more time? Our Girsa? The one over here?
Yeah. The new Girsa?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Before I do that, let's just finish the Tosos, and then maybe you'll see yourself what the problem is. The Isfarim the Garsi, but there's another Girsa. Lema Kasavar, Shmuel Shein Yadayim Ochichas Lohav Yadayim. Umashani. Good. Umashani.
Umashani, so we answer him. Over Lefanav, Havin Yadayim.
Shein Mochichos.
Lachol
Hapachos.
Aval Ein Over Lefanav, Afilu Shein Mochichot Lohavin.
So what does that mean? Two different girsas. One girsa suggests that when there's a nazir, well, the last girsa suggests that when there's a nazir walking past, that's
Rishi's question.
Yes, this was Rishi's question. This was a question that we raised. Well, what role does the nazir play in the guy's statement?
So if in the second girsa.
The second girsa is saying like this: when the nazir walks by, that's yadayim sheinim ochichos.
But it doesn't matter.
That's yadayim sheinim ochichos. It doesn't matter because yadayim sheinim ochichos is having yadayim.
Right.
Right. But if it's not over lafanav, what?
Yadayim sheinim ochichos.
Yeah, it's not even that. Afilo shein ochichos lahave. It's not even. If a guy just says a hey without the nazir, it's not yadayim.
There's no reference point.
Okay, fine.
That's consistent with the previous Tosos, right? The first Tosos, where the guy says a hey, Tosos says, oh, a hey by itself is not even a feel yadayim sheinim ochichos lahavi. It's not even yadayim sheinim ochichos. This is very complicated. I understand. Just what?
This part I'm not really
following. Not grasping?
No.
All right, we'll do it one more time, then we'll save it again to see it again tomorrow. But up until this point, everyone's clear? All right, up until this point, what Tosos seems to... The problem is like this. I'll speak out the problem for a second. The problem is like this. There are guys who say, hey, and there's nazir over lafanav. What's the guy's kavana? It's not clear what his kavana is, really. From the statement itself, the kavana is not clear. Right? But you can understand what he means, because there's nazir over lafanav. So, what does that mean? Does that mean that yadayim shel ochichos? Right? What does it mean that it's yadayim sheinim ochichos, but still yadayim sheinim ochichos, havin yadayim? That's a question now that we're asking. Well, then that's a question I'm asking. With the Nazir. The Nazir walks by. What does that do to the statement of a hey? So in the first girsa here, when he says, Ach bereish masachas Nazir yesh sofrim sfarim de garsi ha-omer ahei ha-reze Nazir amar shmuel ve-hu shahaya Nazir over lafanov ve-ka-amar be-gemara over there lema de-kasav shmuel yadayim she'en mochichas lahav yadayim. That's the question. You want to tell me yadayim she'en mochichas lahav yadayim? Is that really what Shmuel holds? And the Gemara says, in. Misham hachi Nazir over lafanov hav yadayim mochichos.
So the categories are switching between the two Yirsa.
That's right. He wants this, this other girsa, this other yesh svarim, right? The other girsa, this yesh svarim, the garsi, that girsa seems to say that when there's nazir olafanav, it's yadayim mechichos. And that's why it's good. But ain't nazir olafanav, and the guy just says a hey, that's yadayim sheinu mechichos, but it doesn't help.
Which one?
Yadayim sheinu mechichos. It's still yadayim sheinu mechichos.
Right, so.
That's a problem. That girsa presents a problem. It presents two problems. But it presents a problem because you're telling me now Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, according to Shmuel, really wouldn't be good. You see why this girsa doesn't work out with our Tosos?
Oh, no, it's a good off. This.
No, I'm not getting that last point.
This is my Gemara. Yeah.
That Tosos is saying that Girsa is saying that with the presence of the Nazir, when the guy says a hey, what you have is Yadayim Shemochichos. Yadayim Shemochichos. And that's why it's good. But if you don't have the Nazir, now you're back to Yadayim Shein Mochichos, it wouldn't be a good Nether. It wouldn't be a good Naziris. But that's not what we said until now. We said until now, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, according to Shmuel, would be good.
Well, it depends.
If it's not what?
Right, so if it depends, it's Mechlal or not.
You're not using that term, right?
So it has to be in the second category then?
Yeah.
No, I just want to know what Mechichas is.
Proving. Mechichas means that you can prove from it. Proving.
So in both categories, Yadayim She'im Mechichot and Yadayim She'im Mechichot Klal, they're both still Lo'im Mechichot.
Yeah, but in one case, the Gemara would be suggesting that it's Einu Mochichos, and therefore it's not good. The way we learn the Darim until now is what? The way we learn the Gemara in the Darim until now is that Shmuel doesn't hold of Yadayim Shein Mochichos Lahav Yadayim. He holds it is good Yadayim. That was the whole premise of Tosfos V'Tema. He would say, Shmuel really holds Yadayim Shein Mochichos as good as Yadayim. Now he's saying, but there's a problem, because the Gemara in Nazir has two girsas. The first girsa in the Gemara says that the only reason why Shmuel was willing to accept the guy's Nazirus is because it was a Nazirus of Yadayim Shemochichos, because it was over Lefanov. Aye, but if it was not over Lefanov, it would be Yadayim Shemochichos, and it wouldn't be a good Nazirus. But that's not true what we've said for Shmuel until now. We said Shmuel holds Yadayim that's not Mochichos, it's still good Yadayim, provided that we have some basis for being Machriya. That's a problem. I mean, it's also a problem that Tosfos not addressing this problem, but the other problem is, how does it work that the presence of the Nazir is enough to make the statement Yadayim Shemochichos? Alright? That's the first girsa. The second girsa, which he says, well, that stems, that fits in with our Mahalach until now.
Wouldn't you just say, if you, in English?
In English?
If the Nazir is there.
If the Nazir is there.
It's good.
It's good, because according to this Girsa, according to this version, it's good because it rises to the level of an express statement, explicit statement, even though the statement is the same.
Same as what?
The same as it would have been without the Nazir.
Oh.
Right? The other way of learning is, no, that makes it Yadayim She'ena Mochichos. Right? And therefore it's good. That's the second Girsa. The second Girsa is, over the fun of HaYadayim She'ena Mochichos L'chalapah. It's at least Yadayim She'ena Mochichos. Right? Aval ain't over the fun of HaFilu She'ena Mochichos L'havi.
It's not even.
It's a hey without the Nazir, like the first Tosos, is what? It's not even Yadayim Shein Mochichos. It's not even Yadayim Shein Mochichos. Now Shalom Al Yisrael. The second Girsa fits in with the way we explain Shmuel until now. Yadayim Shein Mochichos, Lahav Yadayim. No, Mashani, the Gemara Nietzsche says, over the fauna of Havi Yadayim Shein Mochichos. And therefore, it's good. But Eino over the fauna of Afilo Shein Mochichos Lo Havi. It's not even Yadayim Shein Mochichos. Like the first Tosos, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, not at all. That's nothing. All right? Now, just saying, Shmuel being resolved is one thing, but the first Girsa in the Gemara Nazir is just interesting in the fact that it's suggesting that there's a possibility that the Nazir's presence is enough to say that my statement is not only Yadayim Shein Mochichos, which I could be Machriya to say that's what you meant, but to say, no, now I said something that's different. It's like I said, I want to be a Nazir. It's not like I said, I want to be, and I know there's a Nazir there, so I could say that's what he means. No. The first Girsa in Nazir, the first Girsa that tells me something, is like saying, I'm saying, I want to be a Nazir. So I don't know, if we can, maybe it's something to try to address that also. Alright? We'll see how much longer we can tolerate this. This is very technical, but at least now we know, at the end, we have four different categories of Mochichos or Eino Mochichos. Alright? Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow.